Gateways to Living in the Now.
The dilemma of humanity is and has been for a long, long time that we identify almost exclusively with mind activity. If you look at the nature of the human mind in a very basic way, the first thing that strikes you is that it is extremely active. It goes on and on. It hardly ever stops. There is a continuous stream of thought that goes through one's head. It is a noise that you don't seem to be able to switch off. The vast majority of our thoughts is repetitive, completely repetitive. And a large percentage of that is unnecessary. Thought is not being applied specifically to a particular purpose. It does not address anything specific that needs to be done now. It is just there. It's mental noise. Whether you want it, or whether you need it or not, you are condemned to living with a noise machine in the head. This is so normal that hardly anybody ever questions that you can't stop thinking. Some thoughts are fine, and there may be a few nice thoughts, but most thoughts are problematic. You can look at your own mind to see how often thought is concerned with problems. And in most cases, it is not a problem that is here now, that is actual, real. It is a problem that is generated in and through mental noise. This is the case, for example, when you worry. You are in bed, warm, protected. It's all quiet, you're breathing, but you're worried. Mental noise is in a state of hyperactivity. All this is so normal. And if that were all, that would be bad enough. To be continuously trapped in mental noise and not being able to get out of it. But there's more to it than that, because mental noise these days starts at a very early age. After a while, your whole essence of who you are, your sense of self, of identity, your essential sense of me, is bound up with thought activity. When you tell yourself who you are, a mental image comes into being of who you think you are, a me. You will find that a lot of the thought activity that goes on has to do with me in the head, the image of who I think I am, me and my problems. A lot of thought focuses on me and my problems and how I'm going to get out of them, how I'm going to solve them. Thought does not realize that its activity itself, to a large extent, creates the problems. It says, no, I'm thinking so hard and I'm worrying about this because I need to be responsible for my life. If I don't worry anymore, if I don't continuously think about me and my problems, what's going to happen to me? My life will collapse. Seeking one's identity in and through thought is normal. When you speak the word I, which is perhaps the most frequently used word in the language, when you speak the word I, it usually refers to me, the mind-based sense of self, the me that I think I am, me and my story, which I dwell on almost continuously. There's the famous statement from the philosopher Descartes. He wanted to examine to find out what the most fundamental truth of human existence is. And he concluded, I think, therefore I am. He equated thought with being. So even at his time, it was already normal to equate who you are with mind activity. Is the essence of your identity, of who you are, the content of your mind and the corresponding emotions that reflect in the body the content of your mind? Is that the essence of who you are? You are listening to this now because you want to explore whether there is something deeper to you than thought and emotions.